on Zayin Beis in Rashi, in the first white line, and maybe get Bisvino, Shinitha Bisvino. It was written, it wasn't just brought in the boat, it was written in the boat. Because Chodatid, when the Horus Teres Yisrael come, right now the Mor is assuming we're talking about it was written on the boats in the river in Eretz Yisrael. So we have a Machloikis, and the one Bryce says it can maybe be Eretz Yisrael. It was coming the same way it had been written on land. It doesn't have a din of the land in regards to the lochos of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mor is going to tie in the din of a faranet of faranetam to the lochos of Meiser and Shvius. Okay, so the story was of Chutz Loritz Habah Besvin Loritz. So you have a boat, and there's offer for, which is from Chutz Loritz, and you plant something in it on the boat. The boat is made out of cheris, and it's tzricha linokiv im hoysa menachas b'karka kiram rebe menachas. So, if the svina is made out of wood, so we don't consider connected to the ground, it's like planting it in a flower pot which has no hole. It's not chayv and shumas it's just the raisa. But if it's made out of cheris, the what did you say, Svi? If it would be made out of wood, but since it's made out of, so the only case we're planting in a flower pot made out of wood that should be chayiv if there's a hole in it, wood, metal, plastic. But cheris, because cheris is earthenware, is really earthenware. It's really offer itself. So we hold it's not, even without a nekev, it has a din as if it's mechubar lekarka. Okay, so the sina was the sina out of cheris. We have this idea in Shabbos. Also, this idea was sina out of cheris. So cheris a meister b'shviyish and orish of Eretz Yisrael areim keretz Yisrael, because the rivers have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda said it's only when it's gosheshes. Gosheshes b'karka, it's rubbing against the riverbed. She'en amayim amukim, the water is not so deep. Okay, so the Mor says that this machloikus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan would be relevant to a case of an otzitz, which is nakuv. So Rashi says, you're talking about otzitz, which is nakuv. Otzitz shall eat nakuv hamunach al gabi yaseidus. So there's air between. It's nakuv, so that's equivalent to being attached to the ground, but it's not on the ground. Okay. Fine. The fact that there's air in between is not a problem. It's like it's on the ground. The same way water in between is okay. Rehuda lo mechay b'meiser mitaraisa adamoncha ara. According to Behuda, that the water acts as a buffer between the ground and the svina, not bichayv and shumas amaisers. So similarly, the air in between will act as a separation. Rashi is mashmit chayv mit rabbanon. I have written over here a note on the side that Rambam Perek Aleph from Shumas Balach of Gimel's mashma that it's part of the gamri. Okay. So the word says it's not necessarily true. So Reb Zera said that this tied the two together. So Rabbi said back, it's not necessarily true. I can differentiate in both directions. The Reb Yudal said, it's moving. And due to the fact that it's moving, it doesn't allow for connection. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that the water in between is a problem. But by Otzitz, which is not moving, so the fact that there's air in between doesn't bother us. Or alternatively, by the Svina, there's no air in between, there's only water. Well, water is part of the ground. Water is like a part of a layer of the ground, whereas air is air. Okay. So that's all understanding what they were talking about, that he's writing it on the boats in the rivers in Eretz Yisrael. So it comes along Rav Nachman in the Gemara. So pick up Rav Nachman, the fifth line of the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Ben Haris Tzor Tzor Kliam the Kliam LaPligi." No, that the if they were talking about the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees they have a din like Eretz Yisrael, without them rubbing against the riverbed, the Chaim and Meiser and Shvius, and the issue by the case of the get is nothing to do with that. On the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, everybody agree you do not need to say b'fanei nechta. The argument over here is something else totally, that they're on boats in the Mediterranean, and we're discussing what is the status of the eastern part of the Mediterranean immediately adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. Does the water have a din of Eretz Yisrael or not? You say that the border of Eretz Yisrael is the coast, or do you say theoretically, since the coast curves, Eretz Yisrael curves, I should draw a line from the northernmost part of the northern tip, northwestern tip of Eretz Yisrael, to the southwestern tip of Eretz Yisrael, and then that will include some of the water. So some of the water is now considered within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And a boat, which is on, and that area is considered an Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Tanya. So, the first step is let's define the northernmost, the northwestern border of Eretz Yisrael. The Tanya Eza or Eretz Beis Chutzlaritz. Kol Shefeya B'Yored Mituri Amnon. Lifnim Eretz Yisrael, Mitzur Amlin v'lechutz chutz l'aretz. Tori Amlin, Rashi points out, is the targum for Har Ahor. So this Har Ahor that's referring to, and that this mountain is immediately adjacent to the coast. So one part of it, Mitzur Amlin v'lifnim, is considered Eretz Yisrael. Mitzur Amlin v'lechutz is considered chutz l'aretz. So if you take the mountain and you go south, that's considered Eretz Yisrael. The mountain and you go north, that's considered Chutz L'Aretz. Okay. Rehuda Omer Kol Sheneged Eretz Yisrael Reu Eretz Yisrael. Hanosin Shebayam, the islands in the Yam, Royan or Son Kiluchut Masuach Aleim, Mitre Amnon Anachal Mitzrayim, Minachut Belifnim Eretz Yisrael, Minachut Belachutz, Chutz L'Aretz. Okay, so the Tanakhama says you take a line, and you draw the line from Tri Amnon in the northwest corner, down to Nachal Mitzrayim, which is the Torah describes as the southwest corner. And that's going to include part of the land, the water, so the islands, which would be within that line, are part of Eretz Yisrael.
Nachal Mitzrayim is Nile?
Most Mefarshim learn it's not, well, Rashi's mashma that it's that's referring to the Nile, but some suggest it's one of the wadis in the Sinai. The name is escaping me right now.
Wadi El Arish.
What?
Wadi El Arish.
So it gives you part of this. It gives you part of the Sinai. So it's ready over here. So you're going to get it a line at an angle. Rehuda Armor, Kosha Geneged Eretz Yisrael, Reuk Eretz Yisrael. So he holds that if you take the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, the northwest border and the southwest border, and you draw a line going west across the Mediterranean, any islands which are found in that area are considered part of Eretz Yisrael, all the way till Gibraltar. Shenemar Ugvul Yam V'Hayir Lachem Hayam Agadol Ugvul Zayir Lachem Gvul Yam. Gvul Yam is everything included in the Yam Agadol. V'Anosin Shibit Stodin. So what about the islands which are found there off to the side? So you draw a line. Royin Oysan Kilo Chut Masuach Alein Mikaf Luria V'Yam Akain Akyonus U'Minach Mitzrayim V'Yam Akyonus. So included in you take the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael, which all of a sudden the name became Kafloria, which Tosfos asks in Rashi, what happened? Tosfos did with the Mishnah and Gemara. It seems to change the name all of a sudden, but the northernmost point is this place called Kafloria. Then you draw a line directly going west from there. Then you draw a line from Nachal Mitzrayim directly going west from there. Everything included in between those two lines along the whole length of the Mediterranean until you reach the Atlantic is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Rabbanon, hai ugvul may avdile. They darshan that the Jews darshan that the Yama, the Pasuk says ugvul yam, vayelachem yam gadol ugvul. Everything included in the Yama gadol is considered. The extra word gvul means everything which is included in it. So Miborle Lenosin. So he's using it. They're using it for those islands within that line. Rehuda Nosin Letzrichi Kro. He said, no. If you already told me that the northernmost point is the Harahar, the northwest point, and the southwest point is Nachal Mitzrayim, I understand intuitively that you draw a line and you include the islands as well. So the word of Gvul was not necessary for that purpose. So Gvul is including beyond that line everything which is actually Nigbal in Yama Gadol is included within the parameters of Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
But only islands, so parts of Africa that stick out.
Correct. It's only what's within the Yama Gadol.
Just can we explain why it goes west this way, not east?
Well, we're saying the Gvul Yam. This is the western. We're extending the western border.
As far as it.
So it says that the Yama Gadol, with what's Gavul inside of Yama Gadol is included in the Gvul Yam according to the Yehuda. It's part of the Gvul Yam means west, which is Gvul Yam and the western border. The Yama Gadol, which there means the sea, like it. Switches around in the same pasuk, which is interesting. That's it. Okay, so this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and these two braises we're suggesting is this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. They're talking about boats further out in the Mediterranean. So, are they considered part of Eretz Yisrael or not? According to the Chachamim, No, because they're beyond the imaginary line drawn from Bahura Hor to Nachal Mitzrayim. According to Behuda, yes, because it extends west throughout Yamagadol. Okay. Well, the Torah says the Hor HaHor is the northeast corner. Northwest corner. Northwest corner. Right. Northeast corner. You think I've no, you remember Center enough years, you'd remember it by heart, right? Sorry, none. Okay, see Rashi. Top, the second line, third line. Harach Masnaisa, the maybe get in the Eretz Yisrael. If they be discussing the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, Kliyamal Apliki, the Eretz Yisrael, Nino, they're considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Obagav, the Ain Sina Gosheshes, even without the boats rubbing against the riverbed. The time of the get, Loimi Shum Yanikim in a Karku, Kemaisu with Kishwiyas, Hegloshna Nahor, Beloshna Yabosh. So, which means the Machlokes regards to the Meiser and Shvius, that is talking about the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. But the Brises are not tied to that because they're not discussing Meiser and Shvius, we're discussing Bafarinetta and Farinetta. They're out in the Mediterranean. That the coast is the end of Eretz Yisrael. Some say the Yam is included. The Yam Gufa Eretz Yisrael. The northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael is Hor HaHor. Targum Rishalmi, Targum Hor HaHor, Turei Amnon. Mesiv Zei Yelachem, Gvul Tzafon. Me Yamagadol Tosor Lachem Hor HaHor. So you move from the Yamagadol and you go to the point called Hor HaHor. Shamino Hor HaHor Tekua B'Yam. So it's right there adjacent to the Yam, because saying from the Yam to Hor HaHor doesn't really mean anything, because we're in the Yam. So we have to assume that you're using, it's not that you're going inland from the Yam till Hor HaHor. That would mean that we don't know where to start to go inland. So it means immediately adjacent, you go from the Yam Gadol immediately adjacent to Hor HaHor. So Hor is the Kua Bayam. It's right by the Yam. Hor Gvul Tzvoni Leretz Yisrael Hu. Mistam Hor Mishapoyim Heim. A mount that is not a 90 degree drop, it has some level of a slope. You could have a mountain which going down from top to bottom could spread out. It could take a day or two to walk that whole distance of its where it's at the bottom. So now I need to know. So are we measuring the northern point of Eretz Yisrael from the foot of the mountain or from the top of the mountain? The southern foot, the northern foot, the middle of the top of the mountain in the middle. So we still need to know that. kosher shofar v'yorid me'shori yam l'milifnim. So we take the peak, everything which is sloping down, l'milifnim meaning towards Eretz Yisrael, l'tzad Eretz Yisrael, the hanul l'tzad dorim, facing south, havi Eretz Yisrael. The Gaiva Har, the peak of the Har is the northernmost point. Mitzrayim l'milchutz, that which is it's sloping down on the west, on the northern slope, it's that's off of the chutz l'aretz. V'nosen shebiyam, the Iye Hayam, the island, shememarav, to the west, Saroyanoson, so the Tanakhama says you draw a line from Hor to Hor. In the north, so Nachman Tzraim, Hutzchum Eretz Yisrael b'Mikzayim Arabi Tzraim. It's the southwest corner. Mechubar Yamagadol, and the Nachman Tzraim reaches Yamagadol. See, Megvul Negev, Benasav Megvul Miatzmer Nachman Mitzraim. And when you're measuring the southern border, you go from the place called Atzmon. You then draw the line from there to Nachman Mitzraim. Vayitotzisov Hayama, and then the end of that is by the Yam. Nimsus Eretz Yisrael bein Hor Hor l'Nachal Mitzrayim. So Eretz Yisrael is between these two borders, two boundaries, Hor Hor in the north, Nachal Mitzrayim in the south. Zemim Merovis Tzafonis, Zemim Midramis Merovis. Vayam Emarim, and the sea is the western border. V'yesh Mokam Shayam Nichlas L'Tzach Eretz Yisrael. So if we draw the line from Nachal Mitzrayim until Hor HaHor, so it means that the Yam is going within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. In that place where the water comes inside the border, there might be islands. There are islands which are beyond this line. So which islands yes and which islands no? We look at it as if there's an imaginary line which is drawn, which is literally a thread stretched. You draw a line on the map from Hor HaHor in the north and Nachal Mitzrayim in the south. Sharei kol ma'ashe b'soch mikzoos halolu Eretz Yisrael hi. Min l'chut b'lifnim is Eretz Yisrael, min l'chut b'l'chut is chutz l'oretz. Yehuda says no. Kol ha'yam shekeneged arba shel Eretz Yisrael. You picture the latitude, the northern latitude of Eretz Yisrael, the southern latitude of Eretz Yisrael. And then you go west into the Yam, and everything in the Yam, which is between those two latitudes, all the way to the Atlantic, Lamar, which is all the way to the west, Shehuba Seif Olam, Hareo Keretz Yisrael, Shinimar Hayama Gadol Ugvul, Vaha Gvul Ukroy Yosei Rehu. The word Gvul is an extra word. Lamar, the Af Rechiv Hayam Bechal Tchum. So the expanse of the Yam is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But the islands which are to the side of that, north or south of that, so Yehuda says, if you want to point out a differentiation which islands are included, the Tanakhama says it depends how west it is. That's not true. Rather, El Tzatzov and El Tzadorim. The issue would be we have to figure out how north or south it is. There's some islands which are more to the north and more to the south of the latitudes of Eretz Yisrael, and they're not included. That's where you draw the line. East-west, a northern border which is from east to west, and a southern border which is from east to west. They put a settlement on top of Kafluria. So now there's a city there. So that's basically a good way to say the northern point of Eretz Yisrael. And you draw a line on that latitude going west. By Yamak Yonah, all the way to Yonah, Shus, Besefer Erlam, Lamarib, it's all the way to the west. Menachem Yitzrayim, by Yamak Yonah. Then you draw a line from Menachem Yitzrayim until Lak Yonah's. Between the two lines, the Tzad Chaveroi, so within, from the line and within, between the two lines is Eretz Yisrael. The waters of Eretz Yisrael also. So now, if I'm on a boat in that area, I'm in Eretz Yisrael according to Yehuda. So, the reason why it discusses the islands because that was there was relevant to discuss all of the agricultural chiyuvim. So going back to the two prices which we had before, the pligi there was a boat who was west of the line drawn from Turi Amlin to Nachlam Mitzrayim, but it was within the borders of the latitudes of Eretz Yisrael. So Mand Omar Himevi Eretz Yisrael Yehuda. So the one that says it's like Eretz Yisrael, it's going like Yehuda. Dharmer culture connected Eretz Yisrael, a real Eretz Yisrael. V'idoch Kirabana. So what do the Chachamim do with the word of Gavul? Mibor Lelenosan. They use it for the islands within that small curve of the Mediterranean from Turi Amlin until Nachlam Mitzrayim. The Minachut Lefim and the Tzad Mizrachi. From the line going east, Eretz Yisrael, who the Loitema don't argue Svas Hayam Hu Agvul, that the coast that is the Gvul. Phil Malkum Shem Ispachem Nichlas Asarch Ben Shnei Mikzos Adchumen, and even if when the coast recedes from the line between the two extreme points. I would argue that's part of it. That's where Eretz Yisrael ends. Suppose it says no, it doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda said, "L'sicha krok, even the sechat chumen heim." I understand that when if you give me the north point and the south point, I understand you draw a line from the two of them. Okay. So Tosha Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kol Shekinegad Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Shol Rabbeinu Peter. So Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, "The Bisman is there. How you the sky of the Behuda b'Meiser Shana b'Mrava Shal Eretz Yisrael? We live in where they were living in France was west of Eretz Yisrael. So what? So we should be chayiv in Meiser. Behesed lo kaim along Behuda." So we don't pass the Yehuda. Okay. Now, if you learn that the northern, the Turi Amlin is referring to Antuchia, so I haven't sat with a map, but you can picture that part of France is. If you picture the northernmost point is Akko, I don't sit with a map, but it's hard to picture any part of France is considered in the west of Eretz Yisrael. Our issue over here is not the halacha kabbalas of Eretz Yisrael. Our issue is: are they knowledgeable, and is there a constant movement between these places? The Kach Yeshomer, the Loi Kavshu Akob Ole Bavel. We'll see later on in the next the Gemara that Eretz Yisrael lost its kedusha after the first destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, and it was re consecrated when they went back with Oli Bavel, but only the areas which Oli Bavel were able to take possession of. So the reason why France is, even like Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why France is not a problem because they were never, it was never retaken. So we're not discussing the land, we're discussing just the river, the islands. Right. I mean, well, it depends. According to Rashi, the northernmost point, bubble, part of Eretz Yisrael is Antioch, which is in Turkey. So you're going to get Cyprus.
And
all, a lot of the, some of the Greek islands also. You know, it's a lot of potential.
See, even the more southerly,
you wanted to use that for understand, right? But he was, I'm assuming that he was asking about, like Tosha says, he was asking about the
France itself, the
land of France itself. Okay. Okay. Fine. Let's go back and do that. The top choices. About halfway down. El benoshen shabiyama gol dafka. The last word in the line was the word dafka. Okay. Kosher shavav b'yarei b'tori amnon. So Rashi learns that the shipu over here we're talking about is you take the peak and it slopes down south and it slopes north. Sloping north is chutz l'aretz already, and sloping south is Eretz Yisrael. The Pesach Kodesh b'tori amnon lifnim and hanu l'tzad dorim Eretz Yisrael v'chutz l'tzad sof and chutz l'aretz. Kosher the redim kain and my nokat Rabbi Yehuda kafluria. So why the more change to refer to the north point as Kafluria? The main point is Turi Amnon going west. They're not arguing on the north point. They're just arguing how you draw your line. Do you draw your line going north to south, a northwest to southwest line, so it's a line going southwest, or is it a line going directly west? But why we're not arguing where the north point was. So why do we change? Why do we change? Menir Lurid, the Turi Amnon Mishtapeya V'yored L'tzad Mizrach U'L'tzad Marav. It actually, it's a main slope, it's a ridge, which the main slope is actually east and west. V'chudash Halahar Hu Agvul Maravi Shal Eretz Yisrael. And the ridge is the north, is the west point of Eretz Yisrael. V'noshen Shebayam Royen Ki'ilu Chut Mesuch Miturei Amnon. So you're drawing a line from where? Kamer mechudo shalahar anach mitzrayim. So we don't know exactly where on that. It's defining the western border. The only way I can picture it, you know, this is north, right? So if it's going like this, it's totally useless for our drawing the line. Unless you draw a line from the bottom, we have to give tell me the top of the ridge or the bottom, you know, the north point of the ridge or the south point of the ridge. I'm drawing a line to Nachal Mitzrayim from here or from here. Right? So if it was going like this, so that I understand, it had a slant which was northeast to southwest, so then you just continue that line into the Yam and till Nachal Mitzrayim. So that's my picture choices. So it's the western border, but it's going from north to south, but it's going from north to south in a southwest direction. So that's what Yehuda's talking about. That's what the Tanakhama is talking about. But that's So that's good in the Tanakhama, because I'm going from North Point and I'm going continuing this line into the Yam and then southwest. But Rabbi Yehuda says I need to know where to draw a line west. So this line, which is southwest, is not helpful. So I need to find a point along the way. So Kafluria was a point along the way of the ridge. It's corresponding to where the ridge was. So look at the Tosfos writer. So the Kafluria Rabbi Yehuda also the sign Nosin Shib itself in Eretz Yisrael. It's that's we want to designate the islands north. Rabbi Yehuda uses this place called Kafluria. When you're the Kotzav Dorechel Rashi the Farish came. Why did Rashi learn the way he did? The Chsiv is Ayeh Lachem Gvul Tzafoyin and Yom Agadol Tzor Lachem Hara Hor. The Gemini Hara Hor is Tri Amnon. So, Tri Amnon, which Argamor talks about, and Hara Hor, which the Torah talks about, are the same thing. Tosfos till now is not assuming, and his Pshat is not assuming they're necessarily the same thing. So, I don't know where Hara Hor is, but that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing Tri Amnon, and Tri Amnon happened to be a good ridge which goes the right direction that I need to discuss my halachas. But Rashi says, no, it's the north point. From the Yam, you go to there. I'm accustomed to sign Gabul Sephardi. So that's the north point. So then the Tanakhama says that's the north point, and Rabbi Yehuda should say also the same north point. Like, they're not arguing about that. So the Torah says, Mio Yachal Liyo Shahar Tekua Bekaren Sephardi Smaravis, Al Mashapah Vyarid the Tzad Mizrach. It can be the north point, but the slope doesn't have to necessarily slope southwards. The slope can slope eastwards, which would be along the lines of what Tosfos is trying to learn in the Gemara. Okay.